Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Alibaba has significantly beaten revenue forecasts. The EU has banned content streaming providers from engaging in geo-blocking. And Google has announced several updates to its payment API system. The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has reported its largest quarterly rise in revenue since 2014. Beating market forecasts by some way, the company saw a 60% annual increase in revenue for the first 3 months of 2017. During this quarter, it saw revenues of $5.6 billion. It also saw its monthly active users on mobile break the 500 million milestone. Retail and e-commerce accounted for 67% of its total revenue, down from 76% just 12 months ago, showing that its entertainment, digital media, and cloud services are becoming more important. The Singaporean e-commerce site Lazada, which Alibaba owns, also saw improvements in its results. EU lawmakers have passed a law banning content streaming services from engaging in geo-blocking practices. The new ruling means that whilst in the past subscribers to services such as Netflix in France could not access the same content in Spain, for example, tourists can now access such content from anywhere in the EU for a limited amount of time. The change will impact all paid subscription services such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Spotify. The ruling comes just as a report was released by Digital TV Research on the number of video on demand subscribers in Western Europe. The report found that whilst there are 33 million users currently registered in the region, this is expected to rise to 55.2 million in 5 years. A spokesperson from the European Parliament said that the new rules increase mobility and successfully offer portability to users of European online content without affecting copyright, which is usually assigned on a country-by-country basis. Google has announced several updates to its payment API system. It now allows users to switch between multiple payment cards. The change means that even if a card is not saved to a user's Android Pay account, it can be used within an app or on the mobile web to make a purchase. A separate update will benefit merchants. The card-linked offers API feature will now allow merchants using Android Pay to present customers with offers before they make a purchase or reward them after they make one. Google also announced that Android Pay will soon be released in more markets such as Canada, Spain, Russia, Brazil, and Taiwan, taking the total number of markets it'll be present in to 15. Telefonica is beginning to use technology to grow the idea of smart cities in Spain. The telecoms company has started rolling out initiatives and pilot schemes looking to take advantage of connected devices and the Internet of Things. One such example is the use of smart car parks in Valencia, where individual parking bays are monitored, with car parks then adjusting their prices depending on congestion. Similar ideas are currently being used in Malaga and Barcelona to monitor tourism levels. A spokesperson from Telefonica said that 6 key verticals were being targeted: parking, street lighting, bin collections, environment, transport, and tourism. He said that the scheme was showing how a city can move from being an efficient city to a truly intelligent city. And finally, Ghana is currently enjoying a significant increase in internet penetration. According to the CEO of the e-commerce site Jumia, 15 countries in Africa have shown such increases, with Ghana seeing the strongest growth. He added that this was good for the future of e-commerce in the country. It was found that Ghanaian phone subscription levels now sat at 36.6 million, a number more than twice the human population of the country. However, fears over fraud have limited e-commerce growth in the past, but Jumia has said that it insists on quality, competitive pricing, and transparency from manufacturers. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.